the pain I dwell in. Do not leave the task of governing your heart to those affections akin to autumn, whose placid demeanor, whose affable death pangs they borrow. Eyes are early in their narrowing. Suffering knows few words. Prefer to sleep unburdened. You will dream of the morrow, and your bed will be light for you. You will dream that your house has window panes no longer. You are impatient to join with the wind rushing through a year in one night. Others will sing of the melodious embodying of substances, flesh personifying no longer other than an hourglass witchery. You will condemn gratitude repeating itself. Later they will identify you with some disaggregated giant, lord of the impossible. However, you have only increased the weight of your night. You have returned to high-wall fishing, to the dog days with no summer. You are raging against your love at the center of a frenzied understanding. Think of the perfect house you will never see built. When shall it be the harvest of the abyss? But you have put out the eyes of the lion. You think you see beauty passing above the black lavender. What has lifted you once again, slightly higher still, without convincing you? There is no untainted seat.